It's Monday, the 20th of July, 8 a.m. Overcast. Not even a sign of the sun this morning. But it's not that black overcast. But it's still overcast. Very calm this morning. It's mild. Not warm. No, not warm. I've still got a jumper on. At least it's calm and mild and dry. Garden plants are beginning to get themselves back up off their backs, as it were. Except for that big edge of the ornamental grass, which will probably never resurrect itself, so I'll have to take the loppers to it. I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Yeah. So I slept well last night. We had a really good sleep, even though I went to bed a bit later last night. I got out of bed at 7. No problem this morning. Yes, tired, but didn't seem to be as shattered as I've been of late. I'm feeling okay this morning. I'm feeling okay. Had another one of those crazy dreams, but this is a dream that I did actually waken up from, and I wanted to get back into it. I thought that was fun. Now I can't remember if I did get back into it. Hey ho, that's a week old. So that'll be the bucket lorry. Doing the rounds. Not ours. Ours get done tomorrow. That's over there in the private housing estate. Yes. What a racket they make in the morning. But this morning the acoustics are extremely echoey for some reason. The sounds seem to be booming from all over. Nope, I haven't got the gain turned up on my device. Certainly my ears are not extra sensitive, going the other way in fact. Noticed recently that, not just fairly recently, for quite a while now, put the television on, and let's say the volume is at 32, and you can hear it fine. You know, we're both sitting there, and you can hear it fine. Then after about 5 minutes or so, I'll maybe turn it up a wee bit. And then after about 5 minutes or so, my wife will say, "Go and turn that up a wee bit. I can't hear it right." We ended up about, I think last night in one particular programme, it's different for programmes and different programmes, but last night it was up about 40, 42. But if you switch the television off for a while and you put it back on, it comes on and it's blooming roaring at you, you know. Oh, God, get the volume control, get it down quick. Back down to 30, 32. So, my wife's actually worse than me now because I sometimes come in, I've been out, I come in, and the television is, oh, blooming it. Or, bloody hell. Or, for fuck's sake. God, you're shattering. So I guess we're both going a bit, what did they say, down in London, Mutt and Jeff. It's just your age. You know, when someone, when you say something to someone, you mention something about your health or something, and they retort by saying, oh yeah, it's just your age. And you think, are they saying I'm old? Or did they mean to offend me? But I guess not. I've said it myself, but to people of, you know, similar age, or even older, it's, yeah, it's just your age. You're getting old, man. Get over it. You're going blind. Yeah, I know I shouldn't have said that, but you know what I mean. Eyesight fails. My eyesight is getting worse, actually. I guess I need to go see the optician once again for an upgrade. Not like Apple upgrade on my glasses. But yeah, your sight goes, your ears, your sound, your listening goes, your memory goes. It's just your age. The best thing is never to complain at all. How are you? Fine. Absolutely fine. Great. Fantastic. Then they can't say that to you, can you? Ah. Now the reason you're fantastic, fit and super duper is it's your age, you know. Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. Actually, you know, and I'm being perfectly honest, we're both not ones for telling people about their ailments or mourning about them. Really not. When people ask us how we feel, you tend to just say, yeah, doing well, okay, thanks, how are you? And then you usually get a whole load of woes, but there you go, that's life. But we're not guilty of doing that. But wouldn't it be a good mantra never to complain? You know, anybody asks you just to say, I'm fine, absolutely fine, thanks. In fact, I'm feeling fantastic. Yeah, let's see what they come about with then, huh? Probably go away saying, he's a lot of lying bugger he is, or she is. No grey hairs on me. That's one thing you'd have to hide. I don't mind getting old. I really don't. That's part of life, accept it. Have a wee moan and grumble now again. But that's just what life's all about. We're all doomed. The vermin's back. Did I mention that? I did. The grey rat with the long tail. It's been hanging about the garden for a couple of days, trying to get to the feeders, but can't. So I've seen it running around the ground. It's actually took a bit of toast away the other day there. It's there somewhere just now. I saw it disappearing into the shrubbery. I'm not going looking for it. Anyway, I suppose it's got to live, but personally I'd rather it didn't. That might sound harsh, but not harsh, just they destroy everything, you see. They frighten the birds and they destroy all the feeders if they get to them. And steal all the food. And it's very calm. This morning, very cool. The acoustics, I can hear the drone, even here. Mind you, these mics pick up fantastically. But I can hear that constant drone from the M8 motorway. It's actually quite a wee bit away from here, you know. I'm just here. Hmm.